It's 88.5 KCSN. Really happy to welcome Alt J to the studios. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
You
got
Joe, Tom, and Gus here. A new album coming out on June 2nd, Relaxer. And having done the first two albums and having them become, you take a break. So you go into the studio. Did you have an idea of what Relaxer was going to become, or did Relaxer become through working with the tools in the studio and the ideas that you brought in as far as songs go?
Well, I mean, we're constantly working on ideas, whether we're at rest or on tour. You're constantly finding new ideas and writing them down and cataloging moments of inspiration, and so that when we come to, when we agree as a band that we're ready to sort of sit down and start discussing ideas, we've actually got quite a lot of work already sort of like ready to go. We just have to unpack it and talk it through with each other. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I guess the studio part, you've worked with Charlie Andrews continually throughout. I guess that's where, look, in 2 years, technology advances in recording techniques, and certainly, you know, you guys seem to ride, you seem to want to be at the intersection of emotion and technology, and all those things, as we know, change rapidly. So when you go into the studio, how much of what the studio can do ends up influencing where the songs end up going?
I suppose we've always been a band who've embraced the possibility of making a big track with multiple, you know, many, many tracks on it using Pro Tools and stuff like that. We're not purists in the sense that we don't insist that, you know, it's just what the three of us can play with two hands at once. You know, we're happy if you put strings on it, put, you know, layer up the drums and percussion, have multiple, you know, if we could have five vocal harmonies going on or something. We're always up for that. I think we don't limit ourselves to what, you know, what's possible from just playing in a room.
0111001 crying zeros and I'm hearing 111. Cut my summer soul, sign my back flip. Poor summer, summer, poor, poor summer, kiss me. Yeah, the way the sun really wants it to be. Whiskey, soda, please, your G&T's empty. Jeff's inflatables have sunk to the bottom. Poor summer, summer, poor, poor summer, kiss me. Ooh. Cali, let's die it down. To the fourth bottom where we belong. Boom, boom, boom. Cali, you're sinking like a bleeding stone. Boom, 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 boom. All of us crowd around so very loud. Mr. Caspian's healing told me so. His back slaps the surface of the pool. Pool killer, killer, pool, pool killer, kiss me. Mr. Caspian's killer told me so. La 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 la. Turn him down on the radio.
La 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 la. Pool summer, summer.
Ink or blood.
It's a varied set of reference material that become, you know, the core subject matter of a lot of songs. Walk us through that process, where those ideas spring from.
Well, you know, they say, you know, one of the rules of writing is talk about what you know. And then also take it further and just talk about what you like to talk about and talk about things that have been, have moved you as an artist, as someone, as a viewer, as a spectator, as someone who is going out, going to galleries, going to performances, listening to music, reading books, watching films, listening to conversations on a day-to-day basis. Listen to people, find what it is that you like that they're saying, and filter it through your own interpretation of the world, and record it. And so that's where we start. That's how the and then you put it into the major themes, which is essentially always about love, sex, and doom. Essentially, they're the three, they're the holy three.
Yeah, and some might throw in death if they're real fatalists.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how much singing about mortality sells. It's probably not the most. it's not inspiring the consumer the most if we're going to just dwell on it all. It's all for naught, and let's just end it all.
No, exactly.
Although some artists have, it certainly continues to go on. Now you've done collaborations on this record. You had Ellie Rosell of Wolf Allen. You had Conor Oberst on the last record. How did you make some of these associations?
Well, Ellie, so Wolf Alice, we have the same manager. We've toured with them, so they've, you know, become friends of ours. And we, so actually when we wanted to get some female vocals on Three Worn Words, we thought of Ellie. And Wolf Alice, actually, as it happened, we're in the studio in Shoreditch, the same part of London where we were recording. So we pretty much just like texted her and she came over in the afternoon and
came down the hall.
It was great. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing about, you know, London or, you know, that kind of vibe. It's, you know, if you know musicians, you can sort stuff out pretty quickly. It's cool.
Stepped out one morning. The ground to be his bed, the sky his awning.
Neon, neon, neon. Midnight country field. Gals around, so you lean on, lean on. So much your hearts become whole.
All these three won't work.
Well, that smell of sex good like burning wood. The way we'll lay clean. Two thirsty girls from Hornsea who left a note when morning came.
Girls from the pool say hi. The road arose at 5 feet a year along England's east coastline. Was this your first time? Love is just a button we pressed last night by the campfire. Oh, these three warm words.
Oh, that we whisper like the wrapping hands of a tourist in the romance.
I just want to love you in my own language.
Has the live performances gotten to where they continue to evolve for you, to where every night you're finding different ways to treat these songs, and or do you walk into those where it's like, we've got these down, where we've nailed them, now live, let's don't screw it up?
I think probably the latter. It sounds more like us, doesn't it? I don't know. Yeah. We've never been a band who have the confidence to, you know, like jam and riff live.
I'm not
stage.
Talking Grateful, I mean, Dead improvisation. Yeah, you know, well, the 30 minute,
I mean,
versions.
Even some, you know, some bands we know, like, you know, Foles or someone like that, like, you know, they take one of their songs and just do whatever they want with it on stage, and I'm always in awe of that. I think we are kind of, we love playing live, but it took us a long time to get comfortable doing it, and I think the way to get comfortable for us was to play the songs as consummately as possible, not mess up, and get through, you know, and do a good job, try and make it sound as good as the record. And I think we've got to that now, and, you know, but we're not quite at the stage where we want to sort of.
Well, there's intricacies, to be fair. There are intricacies to the songs. Even today, as you were performing them in this setting, is it a true story that Joe, you were just singing Lovely Day by Bill Withers one day, and suddenly the idea of to do a cover of that happened? Is that a true story?
Yeah, I was working on a riff, a guitar riff, and my dad came in, and I was staying at my family house at the time, and I was playing this tune, and I started singing some ideas, and my dad was, oh, it kind of sounds a bit like that Bill Withers song, Lovely Day, and I was just like, okay. So I just basically went on the internet, found the lyrics, reminded myself of the song, and just spent the afternoon just singing Bill Withers to that riff.
You could sing many afternoons singing Bill Withers songs, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I used to do. As growing up, we had SingStar, which is this kind of, it was an interactive singing via your PlayStation or other consoles are available.
Sort of like your home karaoke.
Yeah, and you just have to hit the notes. And there was a Bill Withers, Lovely Day was one of them.
And you hit the right notes.
I think that was my kind of.
Was that a high score?
Was my regular. I kept returning to that.
Buy chunks out of me. You're a shark and I'm swimming. My tail thumps as I bleed. And all your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go, my love. It's really late till morning. just as late.
Jay, the album Relaxer, June 2nd. They're going to be at the Shrine August 9th. And for those of you heading up north a little, they'll be at Outside Lands Fest and in many places in between. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.